is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in Chicago, where Vice President Kamala Harris made it official.
I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
She touched on some hot-button issues, including the border.
As President, I will bring back the bipartisan border security bill that he killed, and I will sign it into law.
Harris said, I promise to be a president for all Americans. I'm Matt Piper in Chicago. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Our political contributor Joel Payne has sized up Harris' performance last night.
She was riding kind of the emotion and the energy of the crowd. She did it in a way that, frankly, you know, we think about who the previous Democratic nominee was, Joe Biden. That would have been a very difficult speech for him to give.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will be back in a battleground state in the Southwest today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in Glendale, Arizona.
Tonight, Trump returns to Arizona for a rally and has announced he'll be joined by a special guest. Coincidentally, also in the state, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who may suspend his campaign today and endorse Trump.
Kennedy removed his name from the ballot in Arizona last night. Tragedy times two for the family of a British tech magnate. Divers off the coast of Sicily brought up the body of Mike Lynch's 18-year-old daughter Hannah today. She, along with her father and four others, died when their super yacht sank Monday after it was hit by a tornado. Mike Lynch's wife Angela is among 15 survivors. The family has just issued a statement saying they are devastated and in shock. Ukraine's military is now using drones for long-range attacks on Russian territory, including a key airbase and a cargo ferry just yesterday. They're also using drones against Russian troops on the battlefield. CBS's Ian Lee visited a Ukrainian unit along the border.
On an average day, this squad conducts up to five search and destroy missions, targeting Russian armor, vehicles, and troops. The goal is straightforward.
What's your mission today?
We always have a single mission, he says. Destroy the enemy. An enemy they're now fighting on Russian soil.
A sleeping giant has woken up again in southwestern Iceland. A volcano there is erupting for the sixth time since September. The country's volcanologist, Ricky Pedersen.
The lavas are not threatening any of the infrastructure at the moment, and it has been retreating in intensity.
S&P futures up 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine fire crews responded to a structure fire in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park at around midnight. The fire reportedly started in a closet and was labeled a working structure fire. There's no word yet on potential occupants. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie resulted in a driver shooting a BB gun at another vehicle, shattering a window Wednesday. The suspect was arrested after a three-hour search and a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. The Racine Police Department has introduced Blue, a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois, as their newest canine. Blue is trained in firearm detection and general patrol duties. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers break camp.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddie Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
To mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
I'm all about the believing on a Friday. You're with WRJN, local news, timeless hits, great songs. And did I mention it's a Friday? Oh, yeah. This is the Beatles. In a reflective state right now.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
There will be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
And we listen. Local news. Timeless hits. They're back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Plus, you know what else is back? You can catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away by winning the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes. It's your chance to win 4 club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just go to WRJN.com, just like you did before. Click on the Big Deals tab. It kind of pops up. And then just follow the simple pop-up instructions. And there's no purchase necessary, although you got to check out our Big Deals. And Sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man,
and you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks, she's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up, lean back.
And a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
WRJM local news, timeless hits, and a Friday. Let me see if I can do this right. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Even if it took me a little too long to open my prop. And by the way, it's just a soda. Stevie Wonder, we're getting ready for the weekend.
Baby, everything is all right. I'm tight, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. I'm tight, out of sight. I'm a poor man stood from across the railroad track. Only should I own this hang on my back. I'm the envy of every single guy.
Local news. Timeless is right here at WRJN. That tune just puts me in a great mood with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine fire crews were called out at around midnight for flames at a house near Quarry Lake Park. The structure fire broke out in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue, with smoke and flames visible inside the unit. It was labeled a working structure fire, with flames reportedly starting in a closet. There's no word yet about the status of anyone that may have been inside. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie this week escalated into violence when a driver allegedly shot a BB gun at another vehicle. A window was shattered, but the victim wasn't hurt. The situation led to a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target Wednesday. About 3 hours after blasting off the BBs, the suspect was found. There are several felony charges. If you missed the news earlier in the week, you can get caught up at WRJN.com. There you'll find details about the $68 million community center that was authorized at a city council meeting this week in Racine. They'll break ground on the new Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in October. It'll be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary and will feature expanded recreational facilities, educational spaces, and a federally qualified health center. And it's a 6:30 broadcast time and a 7 p.m. kickoff tonight for the return of high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Westosha Central takes on Racine Case in our Game of the Week. Next week, the game will stream at WRJN as the Badgers have a rare Friday night kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
To mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Great weather, too. WRJN has everything to do with the good weather here in Racine. I tried to say that with a straight face. I knew it was a long shot. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day, though, in Racine. I will be right around 80, partly cloudy night, low 64. First chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to be Sunday. A slight chance, anyway. Almost 70. Neil Diamond, you got to me. Yeah, you.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got
control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step
News and timeless hits right here on WRJ. A lot of sports this week, and this is like, to me, it's almost like the end of summer. Yeah, get it? You got the Brewers still going on, but now you've got the Packers starting up, and of course, you've got high school football as well. Tonight at 6:30 p.m., you can listen live right here at 1400 a.m., 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha. Tomorrow, the Ravens at Lambeau Field at 10 a.m. I got to work tomorrow at 10 a.m. Come on. Yeah, always when I can't really watch it, which means I spend all of Sunday, like I know how a guppy feels, and just sitting there in the goldfish bowl. Same old meal, day after day. Nothing to look forward to except the stupid cat. That's the story of my life. If you're going to do any swimming today, the waters are really good. You don't have any hazardous waves. And, of course, a beautiful day near 80. The risks for riptides go up, though, the farther up. Right about Algoma, they go up the further north you go in hazardous waves as well.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news, timeless hits. Oh, but about the news. Well, we got Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS National News, and with all the things going on in sports, including high school football tonight, right here on this station. Mike Clemens in sports, just 10 minutes away right here on WRJN.
Hits WRJN.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Music. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Spotlight
I love that sweet soul music. You can call me a soul fan. Arthur Conley, right here on WRJM, a local news timeless, says Paul Harvey. And the rest of the story today at 12:05. Don't forget, here's the Bee Gees.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.